Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And I like to start the show with a little Jill Osteen joke. And I have to admit, I'm having a little difficulty finding them. I've been getting them all offline, and I think I've maxed out the content. And then I have to go back to watching the beginning of the shows 15 times as I try to write very quickly. So I might have to substitute here in the near future for another joke source. So bear with me, and I apologize to Joel in advance. I'm not abandoning you, sir. We need to get you on the show so then that way you can deliver the joke yourself. So here we go. A burglar broke into a home and he ran into the family's pet parrot. The parrot tried to warn the burglar that Jesus is watching him as he steals from the house. And the burglar asked the parrot who he is, and the bird responds that his name is Moses. Oh, and the burglar asked the parrot, what kind of crazy people named a Moses? And the parrot tells him, well, it's the same kind of people that named a Moses is the one that named the 150-pound dog Jesus. So there's a... There's a little funny joke. So. Heads up, Mr. Burglar. There's a big dog waiting for you around the bend. Moral of the story, kids, is don't rob houses. That's the moral of the story. Don't rob houses. So that little chuckle in the background, I appreciate that, is a really special guest and a person who I've gotten to know a little bit more so than just doing our previous podcast, and I appreciate her very much for just being herself. And you'll get to know her too. I'm sure some of these listeners have listened to her before, and she is all over social media. She's doing Facebook Live. She's on Instagram. She's on Twitch TV. And it's all amazing content. And it's all different kinds of wonderful things that she's delivering. Today's guest is Candace Parisi, and she's the traveling intuitive. Going to be a great show because she's just a really wonderful person. So how are you today, Candace?
Thank you. What a great intro. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. It's like pump you up. That's what I'm trying to do. It is sincere. I do enjoy the time when we do get a chance to either text or chat a little bit. You're just very, you're unique in a way that people think, oh, intuitive or psychic. It's more than that. And it's just you get it, and the way that you can deliver information to somebody or just advice. I've been to a lot of psychics, a lot of intuitives, coaches, you name it, over the years, and you have a really sincere, unique, soothing way about you. So I don't know if anyone's described it like that before, but that's what I get from it. And it's almost like, oh, It's okay. And it's your aura. It's just something. It's just very, very unique. I haven't been around that kind of energy before. So thank you for showing up. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I think that, it's my passion and purpose. Me being an intuitive and a psychic and a medium and an intuitive teacher and all of these things is I jump up out of bed in the morning and I can't wait to start my day and I can't wait to connect with my clients and I can't wait to do my life. I think that there's no resistance. There's no worries about anything. I just know that I'm connected to my intuition. I follow that 100% of the time and it's never lied to me. So it's been a really good, beautiful life. And I get to travel. I get to do all of these wonderful things. I just really love life. And so on top of all of that, I get to have this, you know, wonderful connection with people that I can, you know, just be myself, do who I am and what I am. and that is valuable to the world. Like, how, it doesn't get any better than that.
Definitely. And it's, like you said, it's genuine, it's sincere, and it's real. You had mentioned 5 different descriptions, adjectives that you gave yourself. And I would personally like to just get a little bit of clarification on what the differences are in from a psychic to an intuitive to a medium to the clairvoyant. And the reason why is because over the years, as it's become a little bit more, I don't want to say mainstream, but something that is more common. And there seems to be a lot of people that claim that they have these wonderful abilities, and obviously some are better than others. So kind of what is the meaning or what is the difference between them? So maybe people can just kind of get their arms around it that aren't into that whole concept of really being in tune with your intuition.
Yeah. And so I think it works differently for every single person. I think everybody's intuitive. First off, I think that it's just a muscle that you work. And so I go to that gym every day and I work that muscle, and the more you work it, the more you have a connection to, you know, that your own like personal assistant inside your own self. And so I think that, you know, for me, how it works for me is I see and I hear. And so I just physically see, like I see you when, you know, we're standing next to each other, and I hear like we're talking now. It's very crystal clear. Everything is very, you know, very straightforward and blunt. But that has taken time. I've been, you know, working on this for 25 years. And so more than 25 years, I've been, you know, a professional intuitive. And so, you know, at first it's a gut feeling. It's a feeling of, you know, you can have these connections to your dreams, your empathy, but then it moves into these other states where when your brain relaxes and allows you to have a deeper connection to your intuition. And so an intuitive, I like to use the word intuitive because psychic has a strange rap to it. I'm not a big fan of the word psychic, only because, you know, most of the time there's negative energy that goes in that direction. So I'm psychic, super psychic. But a lot of times I'll use the word intuitive because it feels, you know, so psychic and intuitive is the, I would say, is the same thing. It feels like the same thing to me. And then, you know, as an intuitive teacher, I teach people often how to become more intuitive themselves, how to become their own intuitive guides for their own life. I am just a middleman. I'm just a really good listener. And so as the middleman, I listen to your personal guidance, and then I tell you, you know, what's coming up next, or if you want to connect to any part of anything in your whole life, I'm the middleman for that because I'm deeply intuitive. It's my natural state to do that. But I also teach people how to do that for their own life so that they don't need a middleman. As a medium, I connect with people who have passed away. And so that's something that is dear to my heart, that I have a strong connection to people who have passed away, to loved ones, to, you know, even guidance in your own life and what's around you and what's connected to you and what they want to say. That's something that is something that is important, you know, to me and my practices as well. And so those are kind of my definitions around the things that I do. I'm sure every intuitive has a different idea, or every psychic has a different idea of what they do. But I think it's around intention. Everybody has an intention. Even if you're a garbage man, you have an intention. Even if you're an accountant, you have an intention. There's a momentum in your life. And so it's figuring out as an intuitive what your intention is. And you know, my intention is just to, you know, be an open person in the world and share something that has helped me in my life so much, that has profoundly, you know, propelled my life forward, transformed my life. And in return, I would like to do that, you know, for others as well, and give direction to others. So those are my definitions. That's my intention and motivation.
Well, I appreciate that because I've been, like you said, to numerous psychics or intuitives, mediums, and no one's ever really given me a definition of what that is other than, and this is, you know, 30, 40 years of well, not 40, I'm 45. So 30 some years of just dabbling in this and experiencing it, but it does make much more sense now. But also, do you think the reason why you're able to communicate with people that have passed is because you are such a good listener and you really have tapped into your intuition, so they feel that you are that vehicle pass through? Or is it something that you were born with, and then like that cute video that you have that explains, I think it's like when you turn 14, kind of all of a sudden you realize that you had this talent? Or is it something that you were born with and then you just kind of stepped into it because you felt it was time to really listen to that and be that vehicle for people?
Yeah. When I was 14, I started to, I came across some, amazing women who turned me on to it. I never even thought about it before. It wasn't something that I would, ever connect to before I met these people, and something is activated in me where I was like, oh, well, what is this? And this feels so right. And this feels like it's me. And I just was hungry for more. I spent, a lot of time with an enormous amount of teachers, just learning and growing as I became, even as an adult. I got the chance to travel around the world and learn from different people and learn what works and what is that and how to develop that. And so with the mediumship, and with everything, I attribute most of my connection with my intuition with meditation. I get up routinely every single day for the past 17 years at 3:30 in the morning, and I meditate for 2.5 hours, no matter what. No matter if I didn't get any sleep, no matter what, I just show up to my own self, and that's my time to connect to my own intuition, my time to connect to moving my subconscious out of the way, my time to have that presence and that silence so that I can have connections that are very profound and deep with other people, that I can have connections that means something, and definitely in the direction of mediumship is all around really first working on you every single day and not throwing that aside. I think that the very best intuitives, the very best psychics, the very best mediums are ones that actually work on that muscle every single day by first giving to your own self. And then showing up into the world and giving to the world. I think that is the formula for success in anything, really.
Well, 2.5 hours is a very long time. So that's something that you just didn't jump right into it and do it for that long a period of time. You kind of gradually got into the longer durations. Go ahead.
Yeah. I had a couple of teachers who encouraged meditation, and I did not want to do it. It sounds terrible, and there's a lot of you sitting with yourself, and it didn't seem valuable to me. And then I had a teacher was like, let's just start with 10 minutes. Let's start with 20. How about we do 30 now? How about we do an hour? And now it's just a natural thing. It's not something that gets hard to do at all. But it took a time. It took a good hard year of dedicating myself to it to get to the 2.5 hour point. And that's a good cap off. And then right after when I do meditate with myself, I meditate, with a large group of people for 10 minutes and teach them about meditation right afterwards on Twitch. And so that's, I think that it isn't boring to me. It isn't hard for me. But at first, your mind is going to be bananas, right? It's going to tell you got to get out of there.
Yeah, it's scary. I've tried it numerous times, and it's if I was consistent for maybe a couple of days in a row and I really tried to do it, I would maybe in a 10-minute period, I got 3 or 4 minutes of where I thought is the true definition of meditation. And the rest of the time, it was like a squirrel running around, banging around inside my head. And you just go, oh my God, how do you quiet these thoughts where you do have that moment of almost where you kind of feel like you're falling asleep, but you're not asleep. But yet it's almost like then it's quiet and it's an acquired talent, it seems like it. But it's hard. But like you said, you have to work at it. Like anything else, you have to work at it.
Yeah, it's just showing up to it. Your brain is going to fight against it. That's okay. You just show up anyway. You don't let your brain win. And even if it's going 100 miles a minute, it's about showing up. It's way more powerful to show up regardless of your mind than it is to give up because of your mind.
So is there a certain little trick or technique that you could suggest for people who are just starting out or who have tried it numerous times and say, you know what, I really need to just give another chance of something that they can do that maybe might get them to that next level where they, because, you know, once somebody sees results, it's a whole different world. Or if they personally experience something and then they go, okay, I get it now. And then I want more. I'm willing to exercise once I feel like I've lost weight, which is kind of the opposite of the exercise concept. But you're encouraged once you actually see a result. Is there a little trick? Is there a little something that, I mean, I need a little help. What would you suggest? There's got to be something to make it a tiny bit easier.
Yeah, I would start with visualization meditations. I would start with guided meditations. I would get an app called Insight Timer app and get some headphones. And they have the thousands of apps on there that are thousands of guided meditations on there that are great and that trick your mind into listening to a story. So that you're sitting there and you're visualizing something and it's not just sitting there watching your breath. It's hard to do at first. I would show up. You showed up this morning to twitch.tv/you're the shift network every single morning at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do a 10-minute visualization meditation with a bunch of folks. And I think group meditation is another great trick and because you're accountable, you're showing up. And so those are the ways that I would start with visualization meditations. I would start with guided meditations, and then you can move to the other stuff.
It's amazing because I have, over the years, I've talked to a handful of people that got into meditation, and I might have known them prior to, and then either reconnected or they had mentioned that they were doing it. And there's a common feeling story that they all had, and it was something where it literally changed their lives. And it was, and these people don't know each other, so it's not like they talked or they even know who each other is. But if the same story is happening because a group of people that don't know each other are doing the similar thing, just meditation in general, and they all have almost the exact same language that they use to describe their experience, it makes you realize this has got to work.
Yeah,
it's almost like you got to give it a chance, even if you can't do the long version. Tips that you just gave about the apps and then putting on the earphones, it seems that maybe because it like you said, it's a more visualization or you're listening to that story and you can then all of a sudden get a little bit of results and you'll want more. Then you're willing to go a little longer, or then maybe you get to that point where you can do it on your own.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. That's why I do everything I do is to connect deeper and to help other people connect deeper to their own selves. Everybody is, everybody has a purpose. Everybody is, you know, connected to their intuition. Everybody has an opportunity to be happy and to find their direction in their life and to feel fulfilled and to have all of these things in their life. And so, you know, a lot of the meditations, certainly all of the readings that I do for people, both in person and over the phone, or however in big groups, are all the end game of everything is happiness. It's maybe there's some hard things that we need to talk about, or maybe we need to move in this direction, or, you know, I'm always very straightforward and compassionate, but the end result is moving, you know, helping nudge people in the direction of their own happiness, which is all anybody wants. And so I think that, you know, with meditation, with connecting to people's loved ones, to, you know, connecting to people on, you know, talking to them about the things in their life that mean something to them, everything is pushed in the direction. The intention is to, you know, have a deeper, better relationship with your own life and feel like it's yours.
And you do it very well. And like I said, it's the energy that you give, and maybe it's because of just a different way of going about it. It's just the fact of the sincerity, or just like your energy. It's so obvious that comforting and reassuring. It's a wonderful energy to be around. I encourage people to check out the Facebook Lives that you do on Mondays and Wednesdays. And you say, and you do the Instagram, you're doing that 5 days a week. And then you're doing the meditations at 6:30 in the morning. And I did it this morning. It was perfect timing, because we had talked before we got on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. And when I sat down at my desk, I got the little notification, boom, Twitch. And I'm like, oh, that's right. Candace is doing her meditation this morning. I'm like, all right, you need to do this today. So I did it, and it made a difference. It helped. I encourage people to just give it a try. If they're not doing it, then just give it a chance, because it's a great community. And it's, you know, even if your life is awesome, why not make it more awesome, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Why not make it more awesome? And I think that sometimes we can get in our own head. Sometimes we can get in our own way, and we can stunt our life. We can dim down in our life. We can do all of these different things. And sometimes you just need somebody to come along and say, oh, no, here, let me nudge you a bit in this direction. What do you think about this? This is what's coming to me, so that you can get back on your own track in your own life and re-realize who you are and what makes you happy. And so that's the reason why I do what I do. That's what excites me about being a psychic, is that I can connect to somebody's deepest, highest level. I can connect to someone's, you know, past, present, future. I can connect to people's loved ones on a really profound, clear level. And I work on it every day for myself, because I want to make sure that I always come from a place of, you know, that highest and best, and that integrity and being authentic. And so it's and certainly I can't expect anybody else to do all of the things that I ask. And I say, hey, you can do this here. Just here's the tools. Here's what to do. You're strong enough. Here's where to go next. Here's how it'll look. Here's how to get what you want in your life. If I'm not willing to do the work on myself first, then it falls flat. And so I think that the most important part is that I'm willing to go and do and be all the things that I would ask somebody else to be brave enough to be and do in their own life. I think that's what makes it powerful.
It's almost like everybody's got their world, their life, their job, their family, whatever else that they're doing. And they, you know, like you just said, you fall off the track sometimes just because there's so much stuff going on. And then you're dealing with other people's lives and interaction, and maybe something goes sideways at work or with a family member or with a friend. And you need that person like yourself to give you that little nudge to either say, okay, I got to get you back on track, or maybe you need to go in this direction. So having somebody like you in their life that's out there doing all this other work and research and practice to deliver me with just the tools that I need, because I don't have the time, or I choose not to make the time, or sometimes you really just don't have the time to go do the 15 different things. And you're going to put it in almost like cliff notes and say, okay, here's what you got to do, or here's what you got to do.
Exactly.
If you're willing to do all that, then I need to, or me meaning all people, why not step up and say, okay, I want to be a part of this. because if you're going to do all the heavy lifting and then you're going to basically dummy it down and say, here's a post-it, go ahead and do this. I wrote the essay, right? And then all of a sudden you can make a huge transition in somebody's life. Why should I not jump on that train? Right?
Agreed. Yes.
Do you get frustrated when they come to you for guidance or help, and then you kind of give them it and they don't necessarily listen, and then they come back again and then they say, okay, I need help or guidance. And you say, okay, well, did you do 1, 2, and 3? And they're like, no. does that frustrate you? Or do you just, you look at it from a different standpoint and saying maybe they weren't ready yet, but they're ready now. Human beings are patterns of habit and repetition. So how do you deal with that when you have somebody, because probably there's a lot of people that do that. They don't necessarily listen, or maybe they weren't ready to listen.
Yeah, I never have felt frustrated. I think that people are open to what they're open to in their own time, and I'm not responsible for their time. I can certainly tell you that if you do this, this, and this, this is the result, 100% chance. And you could not go do that. And I don't have a personal investment in what you do with the information that comes through me. My only investment is making sure that the information that comes through me is of the most highest, best good for you. I'm responsible for me, just like you're responsible for you. And so if you're in my life and you're getting a session with me, then you want some very blunt, straightforward, honest truths. And sometimes it takes time for that to marinate in a person before they want to do something about that. Sometimes it manifests in different ways that you didn't even think about, that very straightforwardness, that no dancing around, no fluff, none of that. You just want to, you know, be, you just want to know and want to connect and want to, you know, have that moment. It means there's something in you that is moving in a direction. I don't think that there's anybody in my life that's there as an accident. And so I don't think that there's any moment where I think that somebody else should or could or would or any of those things. I come from a place of just unconditionalness. And so if you, I'm just going to give you unconditionally what I have come through me. And then that's coming through me. I'm grateful for that. That's not, I'm not taking a personal investment as a human being in that. I'm taking that as a me feeling very grateful that I can have that opportunity and give that opportunity to share that information. You do what you want to do with it. And so it's, no, I don't. I don't have any sort of investment in, you know, a person saying, you know, I still don't get it. Well, that's okay. Well, let's walk through it again. I think that just like children, adults need a few things. They need to understand where they are in life. They need to understand what their boundaries are in life. They need to feel like Shin, and sometimes people, just like kids, adults need something reiterated in different ways and different, you know, in different capacities. I don't think that, you know, I've never felt a feeling of frustration. No.
You said something perfect. They're responsible for their own life and actions, and you are for yours. And I think you just, it's kind of what we talked about prior to the show. It really, I think that is the key almost takeaway from today, maybe, that people can get, is really don't worry about what everyone else is doing or thinking. You're your own best friend, so make sure you take care of that person and do what you got to do to make that person right. And then the ones that get you, great. The ones that don't get you, and that'll change throughout your life. It could be somebody that you were very close with a couple of months ago, and some there was something that doesn't have anything bad, or just, or time happens and you're just not quite there on the same page, or there's changes. And like you said, that's okay. Some people are everyone's on a different page and a different timeline. So don't feel bad about it, and always make sure that you look out for yourself and your vested interest is in yourself. somebody does go to you and they have like a reading or things like that, and then they didn't necessarily do the work or they weren't ready, and then they come back, I don't want people to feel, oh, I can't go back to her because I didn't do what I was supposed to. And I don't want to be, it's almost like you're like, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, how many times have people said that? Oh, well, I didn't do my homework. I don't want to get in trouble. It's not like that. And you made a great point. You said, well, that's okay. Some people just, they might come back and say, okay, well, let's work on this. Maybe we need to do it in a different way. I've kind of expressed this on other shows too. I don't want people, because they've been frustrated before, or disappointed other ways or other people, don't throw the baby away with the bathwater. It takes sometimes the right time in your life, and it also takes sometimes the right person who's the right vehicle. So give it another shot. It's like we were talking about the whole hormone gig, where a lot of people say, oh, I tried that. Yeah, but maybe it was the different time in your life, or maybe it was this, but look at the results that you can be getting. So it's almost like I want people to have an open mind and try it again, because you're a different person. You're very, like I said in the beginning and throughout the show, you're very unique. I've been around a lot of similar type of vehicle psychics, the intuitive, the mediums. You're a totally different energy person. They think they're going to see results they haven't seen before. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. And, you know, you are being, you know, in this moment, you know, a person might not get it, but then something else adds to that in life. And life is constantly nudging you and moving you in your best way. Life is always giving you a opportunity to fall in love with yourself, giving you an opportunity, be it negative or positive. It's all giving you something. And so that's the same with getting a psychic reading or connecting to, you know, other things in your life. There's positives and there's negatives to life. And we don't always connect the dots in the moment. We don't always say, yes, I buy in. Or sometimes we, you know, as human beings, we like to suffer a bunch. We like to earn it. We like to, it can't be this easy. It can't be this, all of these things. But really, you have opportunity to show up profoundly in your life any way you want. You judging the way you do is, that's your own stuff. If you want to do something positive in your life, do it. If you don't, also do that. There really isn't a time limit. I mean, we all, you know, have a time limit, of course, but, if there's plenty of times where I have readings with people and, you know, a month later, usually my clients, that we talk once every couple of weeks or once a month, and I say, okay, here we are, and here's where we're going next with this. And I was open to this, and there's movement in my life. I don't know what to do with this part now. And, you know, some people definitely need that, you know, personal push in their life to feel safe. You lots of situations that could be scary or hard. People have had tough lives. And so, you doing brave things in your life, you making really hard decisions, are exactly that. They're very hard, and so they take time. And me, I connect very deeply. I have a strong relationship with all of my clients, but it's definitely not codependent. If you do or don't move forward, you know, I'm still wishing you all the love and happiness in your life, whatever direction you choose. And my intention is for, you know, you to feel like you can do something, or feel like you're ready for something, or, you know, feel like you're getting, you know, something back in your life that you want. And that sometimes takes time, and it's not on my clock, it's on their clock.
I think you summed it up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, but it's a lot of great information. And I have a feeling, even if somebody was listening to the show and they didn't get it all and they listened to it again, there's going to be a lot of light bulbs that turned on. And you know, that's part of the reason why I do these shows and have certain guests on, because I want people to just, you know, make a little difference in their life or somebody else's life and maybe make it a little easier, a little better, a little bit more awesome. I don't want to say therapy, but I guess maybe that's the word that we kind of conditioned ourselves to think is therapy because it makes us feel better. Is that what we've come to? We almost say everything feels like therapy because I felt good after she told me that. Right? Is everyone now like my shrink? It's like, should I sit on, lay on the couch and I'll tell you what's going on?
Oh my goodness.
Good. Well, good. Yes. And so anybody at all who would like to have a session with me, you would just go to travelingintuitive.com to book a session with me. I would love that. And honestly, you know, I think that, you know, it is counseling on some level. It is coaching. It is whatever the other person is needing in the moment. And so with me, I stay very open, and each person is like my first time. And so I come into every situation from that present place. And so that is what I'm up to. That's what I do with my life.
Yeah, but how cool for you to be able to be 100% in the present when you're with somebody. It's almost like the first time that you're doing it, except you have all the wisdom and all the experience behind you, but you have the enthusiasm and the passion as if it was the first time you did it. I mean, can you imagine if we could all do something like that? It doesn't have to necessarily be for work, but it's almost like, you know, God, that would just be amazing. Like, that's the feeling that people should say, I've got it. I made it. Woohoo. Look what I just did. This, and then you could actually earn a living doing it. I mean, you've got it figured out, young lady. You really hit a home run.
Yeah. And so I feel exactly that way. I feel like every day I wake up and I'm living my best life. And so that makes what I do with my life way more powerful because I'm living it. I'm not just reading a book about it. I'm not just telling you something that isn't something I know about. I 24 hours a day, 7 days a week it. And so I think that's why so many of my clients have such great transformations in their life. And they do, you know, come to a place of making great decisions, and they do find their own passion and purpose because I'm busy doing that. And so I think it all connects very strongly to each other.
It's time to jump on the Candace train, everybody. I mean, jump on that train because it's waiting. It's got some empty seats for those passengers who want to do a little bit of transition, make some changes. I think the opportunity's there, just waiting for the train's going to leave soon, but there'll be another train coming through because it seems like it's a very welcoming train for sure. So on your website, does it have the Facebook links so people can tune in to your Monday, Wednesday, or do you want to give that page? And we're going to list all of that on our website. So that way, when people go to the website, they go to your banner, they're going to be able to click onto the show. Your website information will be on there, but is the Facebook there too? And then the Instagram?
Yeah. And so it's a traveling intuitive. Everything is traveling intuitive. I travel a lot as well. And so the travelingintuitive.com is my website. The Facebook page is Traveling Intuitive. The Instagram is Traveling Intuitive. And then I do the meditations in the morning on twitch.tv/ You're the Shift Network. And so on all of these different platforms, I'm hanging out. And I would love to get to know you. I would love to have you show up and be in my life as well. I think community is where it's at. I think us connecting is where it's at. I think that that's what people are hungry for in their life, and I'm excited every day when new people show up.
And you can feel that from the show. Like when I had you and Lori on when we did the show for You're the Shift, you can feel that. You can get that energy's there, and I hope that people go and check it out. Like you said, it's going to be listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. So then that way all of your stuff's going to be there. And then if anyone just wants to type in Traveling Intuitive, you're going to pop up all over the place. Then I'll be like, hi, it's Candace. What's going on? Get on the train. The train's leaving in 10 minutes. Let's go, everybody. You know, But it's like one of those at Disney World where there's a train every 10 minutes. So depending on when you're ready, don't worry. The train's, once it leaves the station, another one's going to be there to pick you up. So you just need to jump on when you're ready. But I would suggest in general, the sooner the better, just because the longer you wait, next thing you know, it's 6 months down the road. And who wants to wait 6 months to have a more awesome life, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Not me.
No, I am ready today, young lady. I don't care if it's 140 here. Oh, speaking of, here in Chicago, how is at least humid so that we're not too envious of the weather?
Yeah, it's a little humid. It's a little rainy. I'm currently renovating a 1974 vintage Airstream so that I can drive from Alaska to the bottom of South America with it. That's my objective to get. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
I didn't know that was the purpose.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. So a few more months here, you know, wheeling around a hammer, and it's going to be a home where I can at least take a shower in it.
Yeah. Oh, I watched the video, and I don't know if that's on your website, but I saw it on Facebook, and you know, you did it in the fast forward. It was great. And it's amazing. Once you took the walls off and you have that insulation in there, I mean, it looks like it's a palace. And all of a sudden it's like, how big is this? You know, how big is this Airstream? But I'm thinking, okay, it must be that camera angle. Otherwise she's pretty good at that camera. I can just imagine. So, all right, Candace, I know that you said you got to go. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell the listeners as a takeaway or something before we let you go do the rest of your day?
Of course. I think that that life is filled with amazing magic. And we know it when we're a kid. We just forget. As an adult, we take ourselves too seriously. We're super important. We start to take what other people feel about us, and we morph our lives, we forget who we are. And so connecting to yourself, remembering that you're everything you are looking for, and moving through life in an authentic way is, from my experience, the best and the most beautiful freedom-filled life you can have. And so any opportunity for you to give yourself that, I would give it to yourself.
I think that is a perfect way to end the show. Thank you so much for coming on today, being your authentic self, for being transparent, and for showing up in the way that you do, which is real, raw, and the way you'd want everyone to do it. So thank you for being you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you so much for having me on. This is wonderful. You're doing wonderful things. I'm very, very excited to see what you have going on in the future.
Well, and I'm excited to have you back on for sure. So the invitation is always there, and I would love to get updates, especially on this Airstream. So we will definitely, we'll definitely have you back on whenever you are ready, my dear.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, you've been listening to me have a wonderful conversation with Candace Parisi, the Traveling Intuitive. And wow, what a show, everybody. I mean, there was a couple times where there was silence, and that's because I got a little emotional. You know, I kind of think that some of these shows that I do is for my own therapy. But, you know, I do them because I want people. I mean, I've gone through a lot of crap in my life, and I still continue. I'm 45 and I'm still going through stuff. So, and I know that there's other people out there that go through similar things. So I have these great guests on so that they could share, that they can deliver you some wonderful information. So then, you know, like I said, if anybody can get a little something out of it, or a takeaway, or like she mentioned, download the app Insight Timer. There's the apps on there so you can get into meditation, the guided meditation. Let's just, well, I'll be real. We can all help each other, and we grow from this community. So I appreciate everybody that's been listening and paying attention and caring and contributing and posting and commenting and giving me great feedback and suggestions on guests and all that. So continue to share, everybody, and participate, because if it's this is a movement, we're creating a community that interacts with these other great communities. Like now we can, I want to introduce our world to Candace's world, so that now all these people can join together. And next thing you know, I mean, there's power in numbers, people. We can accomplish a lot in our own lives and in the rest of the world. So Candace's information and this show is always going to be listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I reformatted the website to make it really easy. Information on the homepage is what's happening this week and coming up. And then on the episodes, it's in different categories. So just breeze through that. And oh man, great show, great information, great guests. And I'm looking forward to having her back on for sure. I encourage you to check out the website and start using it as a resource. The guests are great. The shows are great. The content. And again, thanks for all the feedback. I appreciate everybody's comments and suggestions on different categories of guests. So keep them coming. So let me know what you want to hear, what you want to listen to, who, because sometimes I have a wish list of guests that they're probably a little bit too famous, but I'm going to try to get them on anyway. And all of our information for our guests and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can always listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.